This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Good morning. My name is Luke Marvel. I'm president of the Board of the Directors of the HOA, and I would like to call this open meeting of the board to order. Present with me today are fellow board members Drew Jeffress and Sarah Miller, serving as vice president and secretary, respectively. Also here with us today is our HOA manager, Holly Keaton. Thank you and welcome to all the members that called in to listen to this meeting today. Sarah, our secretary, has a couple of comments before we get started today. Sarah?
Thanks, Luke. Good morning. My name is Sarah Miller and will act as the secretary of the meeting today. This meeting is being conducted pursuant to Section 209.0051E1-2 of the Texas Property Code. Members were given notice of the meeting at least 72 hours in advance via the HOA's website and their email address on file with the HOA. As a telephonic open board meeting, members have the opportunity to listen to this meeting at the numbers provided in the notice. However, discussion of the agenda items will be limited to board members.
Thank you, Sarah. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to ratify all past acts of the Board of Directors and officers of the Association as being acts of the Association.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution passes unanimously. Moving on now to the second item on the agenda, reviewing and approving the transfer of funds from our reserve fund to pay for our community maintenance expenditures over the last year. Holly, if you don't mind, can you describe for us the maintenance expenditures made for the community over the last year?
Of course. Hello, everyone. This past year, the HOA used funds for various community services, including mulching and tree replacement in the amount of $43,381, door and shutter painting in the amount of $22,360, and approximately $11,479 for fence staining and driveway restriping.
I would like to make a motion to approve the aforementioned expenses totaling $77,219.86 be paid out of the reserve fund.
I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Approval of maintenance expenditures and transfer of the reserve fund passes unanimously. In 2019, we had our initial member election meeting in which the members elected Sarah Miller to the board as the initial member elected director. Sarah has decided to resign effective upon the next annual meeting, which is next month in February, and therefore an election will be needed to replace her as the member-elected director at the next annual meeting. We've loved having Sarah on the board, and she's done a phenomenal job as the board secretary.
Thanks, Luke. I appreciate that.
You got it.
Luke, I agree. Sarah served the position of board secretary well, and we will be sad to see her go. We'd like to remind everyone that the new elected director will serve a 3-year term and may be re-elected for consecutive terms. More details about the upcoming election will be posted by our HOA manager, Holly, later this month, and there will be an election at the annual meeting in February.
Next on the agenda, we'll be discussing the need for fence replacement. Earlier this year, Holly brought to our attention the progressed deterioration of fences, especially in the original phases of the community. She suggested that we begin phasing out fence replacement for the entire community over the next couple of years. Holly, do you mind speaking more on this?
Yes. Thanks, Luke. Every year, our groundskeepers repair the wear and tear of the fences in our community. However, some of the fences are just becoming beyond repairable and will need to be replaced. So it's my suggestion that the board require the oldest phase or one fifth of the property to replace their original fences before next year. I have also begun collecting bids from professional vendors, and I will be able to provide more details about that next month at the annual meeting.
I agree with Holly. Fences in the oldest phase of our community, especially on lieutenant, sergeant, corporal, and general, were installed as early as 2009, almost 12 years ago, which is obviously a long time for a fence in Texas. Curb appeal and safety of our community would benefit greatly from new fences.
Yeah, Luke, I agree, especially when you consider the accelerated wear and tear caused by severe storms such as Hurricane Harvey in 2017. I do think it's time to begin phasing out the oldest fences.
Holly, if you don't mind, if you can retrieve a few professional bids, at least three of them, and then we can discuss this further at the annual meeting and decide how to proceed.
Absolutely. I've collected two already, but I will collect more.
Awesome. Thank you. At this time, the board will review and approve the 2021 budget. Please note that dues are not increasing under the proposed budget, and I think this is the eighth year in a row where they're not increasing. We do, however, anticipate a slight increase for the 2022 year. Also, the working capital assessment will increase from $345 to $395 for each property transfer. So that's upon sale of a property to somebody else. The budget assumes $90,000 in operating account and $173,000 in reserves. If there are no questions, I would move that the board adopt the budget as proposed.
I second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The resolution adopting the budget is unanimously approved by the board. Again, I want to thank the members who joined us by phone today for calling in. There being no further business before the board, this meeting is adjourned at 10:10 a.m.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks and have a great day.